Google has announced that come July, ads from so-called payday lenders will no longer appear on its site, calling the ads deceptive and harmful. Consumer advocates would agree. And as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is considering new regulations.
10 years ago, Chelsea and Stephen of Virginia Beach, Virginia, were in tough shape. Bills were mounting faster than they could pay them, and then one day they drove by a place called Fast Auto Loans. Chelsea says she walked in and handed over the title to her 1997 Chevy Cavalier for $500.
Your focus is, okay, God, I paid this $500 power bill off. My power's not going to get cut off. You're not thinking ahead. Well, you didn't have the money to begin with, and now you're going to owe more money.
Like many people who take out so-called predatory loans, Chelsea and Stephen don't want to give their last names. Stephen, who's in the National Guard, says people in the service are particularly at risk. And Chelsea says the loan she and Stephen took out was clearly predatory.
And it just got out of control, and the loan ended up growing from $556 to almost
$3,000. $3,000 for a $500 loan. That's a pretty hefty profit for an industry that's becoming increasingly controversial. Back in 2007, Congress took action to protect members of the military and their families from being caught in a debt trap. But critics say the effort fell short.
The rules that were then implemented by the federal agencies at that time were pathetic.
That's Richard Cordray, director of the newly created Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, a government agency that's part of the Federal Reserve.
They were narrow, they were easily circumvented, and you can still see to this day predatory products being offered outside military bases and online at 500, 700, 900% rates of interest.
Now Cordray is hoping to implement a new rule, one that forces lenders to prove borrowers have the capacity to pay back a loan before it's issued. The rule would apply to payday lenders, car title lenders, internet lenders, and the like. That's a development that's applauded by the Reverend Willie Gable of New Orleans. He's chairman of the National Baptist Convention's Housing and Economic Development Commission. And he told the Senate Banking Committee recently that now is the time to take action.
Payday lending is an abomination in plain sight. A debt trap. Legalized loan sharking, I think.
But critics of the rule say depressing supply of small-dollar loans will not lessen demand. One of those critics is Todd Zawicki, professor at George Mason University in Virginia. Here he is testifying at the same Senate Banking Committee hearing.
These products serve an important function in the American system of providing a buffer between mainstream lenders and the black market.
Congressman Dennis Ross, a Republican from Florida, agrees, and he says states should look to Florida as a model for how to handle these kinds of loans. Florida limits the dollar amount, limits borrowers to one loan at a time, and forces the lender to wait 24 hours before issuing the next loan.
We have to live with the fact that that demand will be there, and if we try to overregulate the supply, there will be a black market for it, which will make matters worse.
That's why Ross wants to delay the rule for 2 years. Setting up a potential conflict between lawmakers who want to crack down on predatory lending and supporters of an industry that has a long history of making campaign contributions to help its cause. During the last election cycle, for example, the industry spent about $15 million on lobbying and political contributions. But Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Director Richard Cordray says delaying the rule won't help anyone.
Delay for delay's sake simply means that if there are harms here, and our research has identified harms to consumers, then they will go on.
Cordray says he intends to propose the rule in the next few weeks because consumers, especially low-income consumers, they're at risk.
And that anybody should feel like that's no big deal means that they simply disagree with the findings around the country of what this does for people and for families.
Families like Chelsea and Stephen, that Virginia Beach couple who took the predatory car loan. Chelsea says she would like to see something happen that would prevent people from getting trapped in the same kind of loan she got trapped in.
So it was like trying to catch the roadrunner when you already was stressed and didn't have money in the first place.
For Here and Now, I'm Michael Pope.